I just wanted to kind of look at a little bit of a story that Jesus he had a conversation with a lady, a Samaritan woman, in John chapter 4. But most people, I think it's fair to say, want to find happiness. We've already said that. Perhaps we might have certain goals in life, thinking if we reach them, things will be better then. I'll be happy. Maybe try some of these for size. When I get a better job with more money, I'll be happy then. When I get married, I'll be happy then. When I leave school, I'll be happy then. When I finish studying, when I have a nicer or a bigger home. When I get that dream holiday home or pay off my mortgage. When I win the lottery, I'll be happy then. Any of these sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
Maybe we could write our own. Or maybe we've even prayed before, Lord, get me out of this mess. I'll never complain again and I promise to follow you always. Of course, the truth is, even when or if we reach our goals, they don't in themselves bring happiness. And the simple reason is they were never designed to do that. Now, there's a verse in the Bible where Jesus speaks about longing for something, but not the longing for worldly riches or achievements, but something of far greater and lasting value. In the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, in verse 6, in a section called The Beatitudes, a section Billy Graham called The Beautiful Attitudes of God's People, Jesus says, "How happy, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, after Christ-like qualities, for they will be filled, satisfied, happy." And in the fourth chapter of John's Gospel, there's a similar picture when John recalls the time Jesus met with this Samaritan woman by a well. The Samaritan woman had been struggling to find happiness in acceptance, seeking such in failed relationship after failed relationship. She was thirsty, you could say, for happiness. Well, knowing her struggle, Jesus not only challenges her lifestyle, but wants to point her to the stream of happiness and fulfillment. Turning to the troubled woman, Jesus says, "Everyone who drinks the water from this well will get thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst again." The Samaritan woman, intrigued, wants that water. Up to that point, had lived to please herself. She'd been chasing the wrong things, looking for happiness in the wrong places. Yet from the time she met Jesus, her priorities changed. She knew that she needed this life-giving water only Jesus could give her. Once she trusted Jesus, she was so excited, she just had to tell everyone about it. John 4, verse 39 tells us many of the people she knew believed because of her story. They saw the change in her happiness factor. Maybe we're still seeking happiness, fulfillment, or acceptance. But like the Samaritan woman, maybe we're looking in the wrong places. As we come to Christ and accept the forgiveness and new life he offers, our thirst for happiness will be truly quenched.